Hello, is this the Dewey, Cheatham & Howe Detective Agency? I called earlier for an appointment. Yes, that's me. My name is Kitty, and you are Mr. Show Me? Show you what? Oh, that's your name. Your name is Mr. Show Me. I'm sorry, but I just came from the eye doctor, and he put drops in my eyes, and now I can't hear very well. Some of the drops must have dripped down into my ears or something. I don't know. But I can see great, though. What's that? You want to know if my blonde hair is natural? Why, yes, it is. Why do you ask? What's that? I didn't hear you. Well, let me tell you why I'm here. I think my husband is cheating on me. Because he comes home late at night from the office? He's always working weekends. I never seem to see him anymore. And when I do see him, he's never hungry for my home-cooked meals. And we haven't made love in ages. Why, he doesn't even want me to give him a fantastic blowjob in the morning anymore. You know, to get rid of his morning wood. In fact, he doesn't even have morning wood anymore. What's that? How do I know my blowjobs are fantastic? Because all of the guys, because my husband tells me so. Not that it's any of your business, if I may be so bold as to say so. Anyway, I want to hire you to follow him and find out if he is cheating on me. But first I have to know if I can afford your rates. You see, I don't work, and all the money I have is household money. You know, grocery money. Oh, I've been able to salt away quite a lot, you know. He gives me money to buy steaks, and I come home with hamburger and day-old buns. Yes, I know they aren't day-old buns, more like 3 or 4 days old. But since he's never home to eat my wonderful meals that I spend hours preparing for him, it doesn't matter. So anyway, what are your rates so I can see if I can afford you? Oh, that's too much. I could never afford that. Don't you have some kind of a cut rate program? Like maybe sending out one of your detectives in training to follow him? Oh, you don't do that. All you have are fully qualified professionals. I see. Well, then I don't think I'm going to be able to afford to pay you. Unless... No, that's just a crazy idea. No. I'll be going now. Thank you for your time. What's that? I can't hear very well, remember? You want me to take a seat so we can talk it over? Okay. What do you want to tell me? You think we can still make a deal? What? You want me to do what? Sir, I'm not that kind of girl. And why you would even think that I would do that to you? That horrible, nasty stuff? Well, I don't know. I just don't know. What's that? If I did that horrible, nasty stuff to you, it would cover all of my bills with your agency? Let me think a minute. And nobody would know, right? Because I don't want my husband to find out. Why, if he only knew some of the stuff I've been doing. Never mind. So we got a deal. Where do you want me to do it? Here? Right now? But I'm hardly dressed for it. I mean, all I have on is this low-cut blouse and this tight, straight skirt. I mean, I'm hardly dressed for you to take me out on a date. You mean you weren't thinking about taking me out on a date and doing it afterwards? You were thinking about me doing it right here and now? Up front? Without even a meal? In advance of you doing any work for me? And I'd have to trust you? Well, let me think. Well, okay. Where do you want me to do it? Where do you want me? On my knees? In front of you? Oh, you want me kneeling. Okay, I get it now. At first I thought that you wanted me to pick up all the lint on your carpet. But I get you now. And I get a bonus if I do a good job, right? A secret bonus? Well, I do like bonuses. Okay, let me just kneel down. This skirt is awfully tight, though. Let me just raise it up a little bit. Yeah, just like this. Raise my skirt up above my knees, up my thighs. Yeah. Now I have some room to spread my legs a little while I'm up on my knees for balance. But I'm afraid you can see my purple panties, so don't look, okay? Now what? You want me to loosen your belt and unzip your pants and reach in and pull out your cock? Mister, you sure don't ask much, do you? Okay. What do we have here? Hey, watch that. That thing just hit me in the face. It's so big. And I'm going to need an extra big bonus for sock and cock this big. I mean a really, really extra big bonus. Now don't distract me and let me get to work. What's that? You want to see my tits? Can't you see them good enough through my low-cut blouse? Okay. Let me just unbutton my blouse and leave it loose. What's that? You can still see my tits? You can't see my tits through the bra? I thought you could. Well, okay. But mister, this bra is expensive. I bought it with my grocery money and it came from Victoria's Secret. And I had to pay extra so they would make one in my size. Extra, extra big. What size is it? Well, it's a size 42D cup. Not that it's any of your business. And they charge extra for purple, too. Now, is this good enough for you, or do you want me to take my bra off, too? Okay, just give me a minute. It's not that easy to unhook these things, you know. There. Now it's unhooked, and I will just slide it off my tits like this and throw it over there in the chair. Now, are you ready, or do I have to do something else for you? You want me to do what? You want me to feel my tits? To squeeze them? To pinch the nipples? Tell you what, why don't you do that and I'll watch? No? You want me to do that and you'll watch? This better be a good bonus. Okay. Let me just grab them here. You want me to cup them like this? You want me to squeeze them? Mister, they're so big, I can't squeeze them all. There. Okay, I'm doing the best I can, mister. You like watching me touch my tits? Squeeze them? My hands aren't as big as your hands. And my nipples are getting all hard from touching them. Want to see? Here. I'll lift up my tits so you can see that. What's that? I can't hear you very well, remember? You want me to lick my nipples? Well, I don't know if I can reach. You say there will be an even bigger bonus if I do? Oh, I like bonuses. Okay. Just a minute. Let me see if I can do this. I don't know. It's a tough... Maybe. No, I can't get them both in my mouth at the same time. I'm lucky I can do one. Okay. Now you're ready for me to suck your cock now? Oh my! It's gotten even bigger than before. I hope you were serious about that special bonus, because I don't think I can fit this in my mouth now. It's gotten so big. But I'll try. Let me just look up and down the shaft here. It's a long way up from your ball to your pillar, your cock. Let me just lick your balls too. I'm gonna lick up your shaft again, all the way to your tip or your cock. And now I'm gonna suck the tip. Yeah, lick all that free comb off the tip. You taste good, mister. I like that. And I'm gonna take your cock. My mouth again. I'm just suck it up. It's too big. I told you, too big. Let me get a breath here. Okay. What's that? You want to come in my mouth? Well, I don't know. I don't usually let my husband come in my mouth. But if it means that I get that extra special bonus, then okay. But wait, it's okay to spit it out, right? What? You want me to swallow it? Mister, I don't usually swallow the guys. I mean, my husband's cum. But you say there will be an extra, extra special big bonus in it for me if I do? Well, I do like those bonuses. Okay, let's try again. I'm going to lick you again. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to lick you. I can share. And lick my pillow. Cockhead. Mister, I haven't heard you chew on my mouth now. It's too big. Jesus. I didn't close. If I'm also getting tired. Mister, you sure had a lot of cum. Boy. There's just a little bit left at that tip here. I'm going to just lick this off the tip. Come here. Okay. There. My job is done. Now, where's my bonus? That was it? Your cum was my bonus? Well, you dirty son of a... What's that? My husband hired you to find out if I was cheating on him? Well, if that doesn't take the cake, and now you have proof, and you didn't even have to leave the office? You have pictures of your cock inside my mouth, and your cum all over my face? I didn't hear any clicking sounds from a camera. Oh yeah, I forgot. Those drops in my eyes made it so I couldn't hear very well. And you what? I have to keep coming here once a day and give you a blowjob, or otherwise you'll tell my husband that I'm cheating on him? Fuck. I just got screwed. Big time. And I didn't even enjoy it. Fuck.